This is a celebrity authority show. Please welcome your host, Sam Cawthorne.
Wow, awesome interview we have planned for you guys today. Sasha Arkovsky, thought leader and consultant in leadership and management. Hey, first of all, I wanted to ask you about your last name. Tell me, where's that from?
Lutkovsky. Yeah. So it's a Russian surname. My dad's Russian. Okay. My mum is Irish. Okay. So it makes for an interesting combination where drinkers, thinkers and potato eaters in my family. So there you go.
Sasha, thought leader and management consultant. Mm. Tell us more about the importance of leadership and management in tomorrow's world.
Yeah, so I guess that's my focus area is, you know, we're in this really pivotal time right now where, you know, only sort of 300 years ago the Industrial Revolution happened and sort of, you know, humans have come out of this hunter-gatherer type mentality into the office and everything is just going exponential in terms of thinking. I mean, the sharing economy is here now, automation is here now, monopolization of businesses is here now. So the old ways of thinking are not going to get us through the next 20, 30, 40 years. So we have to lay the foundations of the future of thinking now. And my focus is all around, you know, mindful thinking, mindful leadership, and what that can do for a business.
Yeah, that's great. Hey, look, Sasha, really now curious about your journey for you to now come to this place of mindful thinking.
Yeah, look, it's I guess when someone sort of discovers a mindfulness journey, it has to do with some sort of key event in their life. Yeah. For me, it was a series of events. It was a long-term relationship breakdown, which caused me to really question where I was in my world, you know, where I'm going and what's really important to me. And also, I run my own business. And there was a lot going on in the business at that stage that, again, I had to step back, reassess, work out where I was, and then make a plan to go forward. And for me, that was coming into myself.
Yeah, that's great. Hey, tell me more about the business that you were doing.
Yeah, so I'm a director of a financial planning company. There are eight of us all together. And it is actually a family business, which adds another layer of complexity to everything.
And then the pressures of that as well. So how did you navigate that pressure and navigate this whole journey of, as you say, you lost a partner?
Look, I mean, of course, there's the initial crisis. There's the initial reel back, which, of course, you know, you'd be familiar with. And then it was a matter of stepping into myself and tapping into who am I and what drives me and what, how do I get centered? And I stumbled across mindfulness. Now, by nature, I'm a very energetic, very rational type thinker, very left brain sort of person. So for me, it's very woo-woo. You know, I'm like, oh, this is going to be woo-woo. It's a bit too much. But I stuck it out. I stuck with a practice. And I found that it was integral in helping me to have a clear mind and make plans to execute.
So what is the practice of mindfulness? What exactly is that?
Yeah, look, I mean, it is. I believe it's different for everyone. There are standard channels or accepted channels to mindfulness, which really are about, you know, focusing on your breathing, getting centered within yourself. Visualization is another technique that can be very, very helpful in mindfulness. For me personally, I do a 10-minute practice every day. And even before coming on this show, for example, I was quickly doing a centering exercise just before coming on. Right. I've now tapped into what helps get me into a place of, I guess, creativity, because mindfulness really helps open up the creative side of your brain, which for me in terms of leadership is valuable. So for me now, I am very with my music. So I'll listen to some particular music that I know will get me in a mindful state. And for me also being outdoors and exploring that part of my life is really helps get me centered as well.
So this 10-minute mindfulness exercise that you do, do you do that in the car? Can you take us through it? What exactly is it?
So for me particularly, I wouldn't do it in the car because I do one with my eyes closed.
Right, so that's not gonna work, yeah? No, unless you end up like me. Okay.
Or you're in an Uber or something like that. Look, there are ones that are active mindfulness. For me, one that I'm going through at the moment is a focus exercise. Okay. So, you know, focusing on your breathing first, and then it's focusing on the centres of where energy sits.
And so do you sit on the ground, cross-legged,
I know.
And then breathe? Like, give me a visual of your 10-minute one.
And you just perfectly illustrated my approach to mindfulness when I first started, which was I'm going to have to sit there and be, chant. No, for me, I just find a comfortable place, sit there in a comfortable position, whatever works for you, and just then focus on your breathing. I do actually do a guided meditation. I use an app to help me with that, which is readily available for everyone.
What is the app? Are you allowed to say? Or?
I am, but I've just had a mental blank. Okay, sorry.
Okay. That's fine. So you listen to this music.
Yes. Oh, it's called Headspace. My apologies. Right. Headspace. Right. Yes. Right. So it's just a guided meditation. It's telling you to focus on your breathing, focus and be aware. Be aware of noises, what's going on. You know, be aware of how you feel in your body right now. And then the particular focus one is focusing on centers of energy and just letting that rest there and feel that for a moment before you move on to the next center. Yeah.
And what specifically does the outcome of that, what does that do for you?
Yeah.
It gives you a reality check? Or?
Yeah, so it gives me a reality check. It allows me to be centered. It allows me to open my mind. It really helps. That's exactly what it does, is it just takes away that layer of, I've got so much to do today. I've got this meeting. I've got this. This client has a question. I've got to call this person back. I'm on the go. When am I going to fit lunch in? All that sort of thing. And just opens up the mind to say, right, you know what? It's okay. Let's make a process. Let's work through it. It's all going to be fine as long as we are calm and can respond instead of reacting.
And we were chatting earlier on before we started the show about mindful reality. Tell me more about this concept, because I'm really curious now about it.
Yeah, so, you know, like I alluded to earlier in the podcast, the show, so, you know, we're living in this reality right now where our minds are full. There's so much stimulation. There's so much going on. We are bombarded by something like 50,000 advertisements a day. I can't quite remember if that's the actual number. And our minds are full. So what I'm suggesting is let's all take a step back, take a step in, and have a more mindful experience.
Great. So what's next for you? So will you continue on with your financial planning business and do some of this thing on the side, or are you going to get a book out? What's next for you?
Yeah, so of course I've still got my obligations and my duties to my clients and my business and my team, so that is still a passion of mine. And implementing mindful leadership and mindful business experiences for my whole team and the clients, and that's something that I have implemented, and it's always a work in progress. And that is the thing, this stuff doesn't happen overnight. It is something you have to commit to. And so as a result of that, we have seen business growth, revenue growth, client engagement, you know, go up in our business. I am currently putting together a book and then just sharing my message through various mediums with everyone.
That's great. So if there are people out there specifically that wanted to right now, they're going through a tough time, an adversity or crisis or whatever it is, now they want to engage this mindful reality. Would you suggest doing this 10-minute exercise? Or
look, I think it's a fantastic start, because I think with any sort of shift in mindset, if you're shifting from a difficult place and trying to find your way out of that, you have to make a commitment and recognize that I have to change something and I can start with myself.
That's awesome. Hi, Sasha. Thank you so much for joining us here on the Celebrity Authority Show. Really, really love this interview and also the tangible tools that you gave us as well. Hey, look, though, before you leave, we with every single one of our celebrity guests, we have a challenge for them.
Okay.
So it's the 10 questions in 60 second challenge. So, Sasha, do you accept the challenge?
Always.
All right, Sasha, your time starts now. Favorite color?
Blue.
Favorite food?
Japanese food.
Yeah, I love Japanese sushi. Yeah. Favorite celebrity?
Tim Ferriss.
He's great.
Yes, so energized. Yeah, all over it.
4-hour work, yeah. Favorite actor?
Natalie Portman.
Oh, she's great.
Yeah.
Favorite professional speaker?
I actually saw Kurt Fernley speak recently. Awesome. And he has a real presence and a real amazing story. Yeah.
Favorite book?
Harry Potter.
Very good. Favorite movie?
The Lion King.
The Lion King. Come on. Favorite city?
I do love New York. Got us all. But I'm always Sydney. Yeah. I always come back here.
That's great. Favorite drink?
I do love a good coffee. Do love a good coffee. Yeah.
Latte, cappuccino.
Skim latte with no sugar.
Skim latte, no sugar. Mm. Very nice. Favorite pizza topping?
Capricciosca. Which is
capriccio.
I don't even know. My Italian is terrible.
It worked. Sasha, and if you could be an animal, which animal would you be?
The golden eagle.
Why's that?
The golden eagle is native to Mongolia. Two reasons. So the golden eagle, it's just, I mean, they're huge birds. I've held one on my arm and I could not even hold my arm up. They are that heavy. They've got the largest wingspan. Yeah. They're just so precise. They pick something, they go for it, they execute it. They own their space.
Yeah,
and
I love it.
I guess the other reason is my parents, in their hippie days, bless them, which is probably why I like mindfulness, they named me in a particular way, so my initials actually spell sail, S-A-I-L. And so the bird, you know, constantly sailing, you know, to give your gift and,
I love
and keep
that.
On spreading it.
Thank you so much for joining us here.
Thank you for having
celebrity
me.
Celebrity authority, Sasha. Yay!
Done.